This is Rodney from the Masculine Journey podcast, where we explore manhood within Jesus Christ. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Sit back, enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Contest is set for one fall. Introducing first, from Lithuania, he weighs 123 kilos, the Russian Nightmare, Nikita Koloff.
Welcome to another episode, Q&A with Koloff, the Devil's Nightmare. With me today on the Q&A show, coming all the way from the great state of Texas, Milton Wallace. Welcome to the Q&A show.
Oh, thank you for inviting me and let me be a part of this show. I'm excited about being here today.
Well, I'm excited to have you on. Now, we met just a while back at the NRB, the National Religious Broadcasting Convention, there in Nashville, Tennessee, And you run a network called All Nations TV. We're going to talk about that in a moment. But before we get there, I always like to give the callers the opportunity to give a little backdrop. I mentioned the state of Texas, but tell our listeners who Milton Wallace is.
Okay. Well, like I said, my name is Milton Wallace. I live in the big city of Chandler, Texas, which is outside of Tyler, about 10 miles out of the suburb of Tyler, Texas, in East Texas. We have a population right now about 5,000, but we're growing at a rapid rate. I am a retired high school principal. I did that for 30 years total. I have no children, married but no kids. I raised about 10,000 children over the years as being a high school principal. I enjoyed every minute of that. I am involved in the community. I am a travel agent. That was going to be my plan when I retired, but I ended up being talked into doing some other things. So now I'm into television as well and enjoying every minute of it.
Yeah, that's almost like a but God story, right? You had a certain...
Oh, most definitely. Was not what I wanted to do. I had planned to do. I had no clue that this... I mean, you know, you see people that do this and you go, okay, but I never thought it would be me. Never.
So it's interesting, right? I'm reminded of the scripture, many are the plans in a man's heart, but the Lord directs his steps, right? And so what I'm hearing from your story is, and by the way, thank you for being an educator and impacting over 10,000 young people's lives. That's amazing in and of itself. And I want to encourage all you listening out there, if you hadn't heard more of Milton's story, go over to the Man Up Show and be sure and download that podcast, and you'll catch much more of Milton's story, much more details. But so you're an educator, you retire, you plan on just traveling the world and sailing often into numerous sunsets, right, around the world. But God opens a door and connects you with the world of television, which I'm a little bit familiar with. Which is again how we met. We met in Nashville and we got to talk, and of course, you know, I've got the Man Up radio show, the Man Up podcast, and this Q&A with Koloff. But not long ago, I launched a television version of the Man Up show. And as you and I were talking, like, man, we'd love to have that on our network. And tell our folks a little bit about All Nations TV and the programming and what it offers.
Okay. Well, All Nations TV is a 24/7 Christian television network. It is on, you can find us on the internet at www.allnationstv.com. Or if you have a Roku television, you're able to see us. We have a channel there as well. And It is, we have all type of programming. It is not all the, as you want to call it, the big name ministries are there. We do have some, but we also give those ministries that are starting up or that they, you know, maybe have not financially gotten to the bigger, you know, to the big monies of doing that or whatever, or more expensive. But we give them that foundation, the base that they can start with. One of the unique things that we do is that we, instead of broadcasting the show one time a week, we broadcast the show four times a week. And we do it in a, we have a matrix that we set up so that, it, since our name says All Nations TV, we try to address the nation. So we provide an opportunity for somebody in China, hopefully to be able to see the show at an hour that's not like 2 a.m. in the morning or 4 a.m. in the morning, but it's going to be one of those times will be a time when they will be able to see shows and that they can do it on their normal time. So we hope that that's going to increase and help ministries to grow.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
All feet agree, Clemens Carpet is where you need to be. With carpet, vinyl, tile, and hardwood from the top brands, Clemens Carpet does it right from beginning to install. Voted number one by you in the Reader's Choice Awards. Doug, Chad, Benny, Pee-wee, and the team at Clemens Carpet look forward to seeing and serving you soon.
This is Nikita Koloff, and I want to thank Clemens Carpet for supporting my new show, Man Up, Saturday afternoon at 12:30 on the Truth Network.
Hi, Nikita Koloff. Be sure to check out the Man Up Show, now available on television, broadcast, and podcast. Go to MorningstarTV.com or the Truth Radio Network. Check out your local listings, or better yet, download the Truth Network app today.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Our goal is to save as many souls as we can with our ministry that we're doing as far as the television goes. And, you know, it's not about making a lot of money. It is all about saving souls, and that's what we focus on.
Well, I feel confident to say, with that being the vision for the network, that the Lord is certainly going to honor that, but I believe already has. I know you 10 years, right, that All Nations TV has been around.
10 years we've been in operation.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm just envisioning, you know, like, you know, so gracious. I'm very grateful you guys are going to air the new Man Up TV show. And I just envision, so it airs at 4 a.m. here, but it's, you know, at high noon in the UK or right. You know, 2 p.m. in the UK or so, exactly what you're saying, right? So it gives other countries on the other side of the planet the opportunity to see it in prime time, where it might not necessarily be here prime time, right? So
right.
Well, that's amazing, and I'm excited. I'm excited about the Man Up Show, Aaron, on All Nations TV, and you guys have been so gracious to put that offer on the table, and can't wait for people to see the television version. And by the way, if you're listening out there, the TV show is similar type format to the Man Up radio show and podcast, but they're all different interviews. And so, in fact, there's some interviews I've had on the TV show that I've never even had on the radio show. And so I'm excited, Milton. I can't thank you guys enough over there at All Nations TV for the opportunity to have the Man Up Show there with you guys. And
well, we're just excited to be for you to be a part of what we're doing.
Well, and I know in looking at some of your lineup, everything from children's shows to cooking shows, right? I mean, just
right.
You just got you have a real variety there.
Yes, we wanted to do that because we wanted to be the alternative to what we call regular television. We wanted to give a place for men, you know, families, if they wanted to have their children look at something wholesome, you know, and not have to worry about it. We wanted to make sure that we had the type of programming that, you know, would do that and offer all families at all different levels and, you know, abilities of things that they can do or interests that they have. We wanted to try to have something for them as well.
Well, that's amazing. And, folks, you're listening out there, go to allnationstv.com. Go check out their variety of programming and be sure and check out the the Man Up TV show as well. And so, Milton, it is called the Q&A with Koloff. And so let's transition now and give you the opportunity to ask me some questions. And so I'm ready if you're ready.
I am ready.
All right. Question number one.
This is my first question to ask you. Okay. Well, my question to you is, what was that when you made up in your mind that you were going to give your life to Christ? What? Tell me about that feeling. What was that? How did that feel? How did that change come about then?
It's a great question, and I recently I feel the Lord gave me an illustration. I feel anybody can picture in their mind's eye, right? And in fact, a lot of times I go out and I do, like, I'm a part of like wrestling outreaches and where we do actual wrestling, and then but I share my testimony and we give altar calls. And from day one, you talked about the All Nations TV being, you know, soul winners. And I can relate to that, Milton, because God put in my heart to be a soul winner, you know, as an evangelist, as a minister, you know, camps, conferences, everything that I do, whether it's TV, radio, or anything else, that hopefully somebody hears this interview with you today, the Q&A show or the Man Up show, TV, radio, whatever, and it tweaks something in their heart because they don't know Christ and maybe they come to Christ, right?
Right.
And the illustration the Lord recently gave me was a puzzle, a puzzle. And so for all those listening out there right now, just picture in your mind a puzzle. Maybe you're putting a puzzle together. And I always ask for a show of hands. I'm like, hey, how many have put a puzzle together? And you get down to it, and there's one piece missing. And like hands go up all over the place. I'm like, oh my gosh, there's all kinds of people who have experienced that, right? Yeah. Milton, you probably have done that. Maybe not.
I love puzzles. So yeah, I'm used to just trying to find that one piece.
Well, that's really an illustration of my life. I had this illustrious, you might say, or this, quote, famous wrestling career. And I walked away under my own terms. But I noticed, just like that piece that's missing out of the puzzle, that until you put that last piece in, the puzzle's incomplete, right? The portrait just is not complete. And really illustrates my life, because I knew when I left wrestling, something was missing. There was a piece missing. I just couldn't figure out what it was. And I'd met this Christian couple and through business ventures and invited me to their church. And, you know, just like I didn't grow up in Russia, I didn't grow up in church, but I knew the story. I mean, I had heard the story. You know, this man, Jesus, you know, lived, died, crucified, rose again, living at the right hand of the Father. But that story had never made the 18-inch trip from my head down to my heart. And that day I said I would show up and be at church with them, 17 October 1993, an invitation was given to come to the altar and surrender your life to Christ. And it was an aha moment for me. I'm like, that's what's missing in my life. I've never done that. I've never surrendered my heart. I've never surrendered my life to Jesus. And on that day, 17 October 1993, that story made the 18-inch trip from my head down to my heart. And God gave me the last piece of the puzzle. And my life at that point was complete. And then from that point on, he began to open up and take me on a journey that I never would have imagined in a million years. And so that's the shorter version of how that happened.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Nikita Koloff here, and I am excited. Did you hear the huge announcement? The big announcement? Well, maybe it's a minor announcement. Anyway, Facebook, go look up my new fan page, Nikita Koloff Fans, and like it and follow today.
If you would like to support Koloff for Christ Ministries, for a gift of $25, Nikita will send you his two CDs, Adoration and Declaration. For a gift of $50, Nikita will include his book, Wrestling with Success. And for a gift of $100 or more, Nikita will include a signed copy of his newly updated life story, A Tale of the Ring and Redemption. Go to www.koloff.net and donate today.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Can I ask another question?
Yes, question number two.
Okay, number two. As a young man growing up, I, you know, would see you on television, and at the time you were not, I have to be honest, you know, you were the bad guy, so, you know, it was kind of like, oh, here's the Russian, whatever, whatever. But now my question to you now is, how does that help or affected people, you know, being interested in your ministry, you know, considering what the impression they might have had of you from your years as a wrestler?
Man, that's a great question, because back in the early days, they loved to hate me, Milton. You were being very gracious there. You were trying, pick and choose. You were like, oh, here comes the Russians. There are some other people that didn't have such kind words for me and Ivan Koloff, my partner. But they really did. Like, they loved to hate me. And at one point, I mean, I was voted by the fans number one most hated guy in wrestling, right, in the wrestling world. And now I did make a transition, again, kind of a parallel to my life, is you might say I saw the light and became a good guy and teamed up with the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes, the Tower of Power, 2-3-3 Tower, who was from Austin, Texas. How far are you from Austin, Texas?
5 hours.
5 hours. So I became a fan favorite. I became a good guy, and really, again, kind of highlights your first question, you know, why I made a transition from being born into iniquity, recognizing I was a sinner and that I needed a savior, and went to the, if you want to say the others, came out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light, right? And all right. So wrestling kind of illustrated that for me. And then it was interesting as I launched, I'll never forget, a spiritual father of mine said one time, you know, early in my walk with the Lord, that churches would want me because I was the wrestler, because they knew I would bring people in through the doors that wouldn't darken the doors otherwise to hear them preach. But like yourself, they grew up watching me and they were fans of wrestling and would come to hear what I would have to say. And that has been held true, I mean, for many, many years. But he said at some point, they won't want the wrestler, they'll want the evangelist Nikita. So you'll still always, wrestling will always be a part of who you are, always. That's the platform. I look back now and see where God clearly gave me that as a platform to draw people in, to hear the gospel message. But the anointing on your life will increase, and so it will be the minister, the evangelist that these churches will want. And I've seen that play out true as well. And so last note on that, in answer of that question, is there have been times, and it's mostly to all you elderly ladies out there, all you seasoned ladies, I love you, but 99.9% of the time it's an elderly lady coming to me at the end of the service to my resource table, and she will confess and say, you know, well, they don't always say it that way, but I heard this wrestler was coming. I'm like, what can some wrestler tell me about Jesus? Or because I was the bad guy, you know, and they didn't like me. I had one woman come up and she goes, I hate you. And I, whoa, I'm like, hey, we're in church. Come on. She goes, no. She goes, I really did growing up. I grew up with four brothers, and that Russian sickle thing you used to do, man, they used to practice on me, and man, I hated you, right? And she goes, but I love you now. I appreciate your message today, and I love you now. And so it's been interesting to hear the different stories, the impression that people had prior to me coming, like, you know, and then even the elderly ladies will go, you know, but you preached the word today, and I have a whole different impression of you now than I did before you got here. So yeah, so it's interesting to hear the different stories. It really is.
Well, good, good. So, tell me about your family from the standpoint of how things were when you were wrestling in relationship to your family now that you're in ministry.
Yeah, so different, I mean, for sure. You know, four girls, just had our 10th grandchild, another granddaughter, and So the older ones were kind of a part of it or around it. The younger ones, not so much. In fact, when I decided to walk away from the ring, my daughter Kendra was just months old. And then my youngest daughter, Colby, wasn't really around it at all, other than, you know, when I go out to autograph signings or different things like that. So some of them relate to it differently than the others. And certainly, of course, when people would find out who their dad was, you know, then it's like, oh, your dad's that famous wrestler, you know, or the older girls when they were in school, well, really all of them, you know, they're like, man, don't ask her out. You know who her dad is? Man, he'll tear your head off, you know, kind of thing. So it worked out really well for the dating scene with my girls, I have to say. I was able to leverage that quite a bit. And then the whole transition to ministry was obviously, I had a woman say one time, so what do you do now? I know you were a wrestler. And I'm like, well, I'm a minister. I'm an evangelist. They're like, she pauses and she's like, that's like two polar opposite ends of the world. Pro wrestler, minister. I go, yeah, but God, right? There's those two words again, but God.
There it is.
And so it was a transition for them. And the older girls were older when that happened. My younger two grew up with me being a Jesus lover. And so it was different for them right out of the gate. And so it was the older girls had to transition through that, being 10 and 7, I think they were, when I surrendered my life to Christ. And so, yeah, quite a different impact on the four of them. So, yep.
So has the being in ministry, have you been able to minister to very many wrestlers that are part of the wrestling scene now?
Great question. Yes. The short answer is yes. Couple quick examples. I was on fire. I leave in November 1992. There's a big show in Charlotte, North Carolina, December 1995. I decided I'm going to go down, and I hadn't seen all the guys since I left. And I'm like, I'm going to go down and say hi to all the guys. And so I saw a bunch of them, Hulk Hogan, Luger, Lex Luger, Sting. By the way, Lex Luger and I are now ministry partners, and we run a camp called Man Camp. And Sting, the Road Warriors, there were a bunch of the guys who I ran into there at the show, and just, I like to say, I threw up all over them. What I mean by that is Jesus. I mean, I was so on fire for God, and I know I ran Sting off, but not till I corralled him for a half hour. But anyway, and then would find out, you know, later, like in 1998, Sting would give his life to the Lord. In 2006, Lex would give his life to the Lord. Somewhere in between there, the Road Warriors would eventually make a decision and give their life to the Lord. In fact, the very first book I wrote was called Breaking the Chains, and gave both of them a copy of it in a dressing room in New Mexico. An animal literally read it that night in the dressing room. Hawk would later come to a conference in Phoenix, give his life to the Lord, and I would bring him on the road with me and disciple him for a year and a half prior to his passing. Sting, I would fly out about once a quarter to his ranch in Texas. Again, another Texas guy. And minister and disciple him and his sons and family. And so, yeah, and then, like I said, Lex and I now have a ministry together, these camps we do together. So, and I've had the privilege of being one of the disciples and mentors in his life. So a lot of guys. Ivan Koloff, my old partner, one last story. My old partner, Ivan Koloff, invited him to a revival in 1995 and didn't know he was there till I saw him at the altar surrendering his life to Jesus. And he was an amazing story because that night, he was set free of by his own testimony. He's gone on to be with the Lord, but he was set free of tobacco addiction, drug addiction, alcohol addiction. I don't know that another cuss word ever came out of his mouth after that. I mean, God cleaned and wiped his slate clean, and he went on to live an amazing life for the Lord after that, up to the day of his passing. So There's a few of the stories for you, Milton.
Okay.
So, right.
That's just a few questions that I have. I'm not going to just continue to ask, but I do appreciate you giving me the opportunity to do that.
Well, and I appreciate you being on the Q&A with Koloff. And folks, you're listening out there, allnationstv.com. Please go check out the programming there, the variety of programming there, including the new Man Up TV show and on Roku, All Nations TV on Roku. Go check that out there. Milton Wallace, great to have you on the show today. Thank you so much.
Glad to be here.
All right. Well, God bless you. Thanks for tuning in again to another episode. We'll see you next time.
This podcast is made possible by the grace of God and your faithful prayers, support, and generous gifts. May God bless you for your continual contributions. Go to koloff.net and donate today.
Nikita Koloff, and I am here with a huge announcement, like big announcement. Man Up Men's Conference, Morningstar Ministries, Fort Mill, South Carolina, August 25th to the 27th. You're thinking that's a ways away. No, not too soon to sign up. What a lineup of speakers we have. The Benham Brothers, David and Jason Benham. All-star, NBA All-star Al Wood is speaking. World Wrestling Champion, the Total Package, Lex Luger, Chris Reed, Rick Joyner, Delta Force Commander, Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin, retired. Yours truly, Nikita Koloff, world-renowned evangelist Frank Shelton. Register today. It is live. MStar Events, mstarevents.com/manup. Go get registered today. You will not want to miss this event. Nikita Koloff here. If you're needing to buy a car and have marginal credit and considering using Buy Here, Pay Here, that's worse than taking the Russian sickle. Winston-Salem Motor Cars will put you behind the wheel of a car you can rely on while helping rebuild, repair, or establish your credit score. Conveniently located on Silas Creek Parkway in Winston-Salem, be sure to check them out today at WSMC1.com because you are number one.
This is the Truth Network.